Living in a world where we are defined by our capabilities or lack thereof, it's easy to categorize people in boxes that highlight one or the other, such as being a good athlete or being deaf. We become lost in the labels and forget the community of ability that exists behind the first thing we think or experience. But a group of promising young entrepreneurs are capably waving the flag of their community and brewing their way to success. Deaf Can Coffee will later this month begin operations at the soon-to-be-opened Cafe Nita location in Kingston. Deaf Can Coffee is a social enterprise which started in 2015 with the goal of engaging deaf youth at the Caribbean Christian Center for the Deaf in entrepreneurship. Co-founder of Deaf Can Coffee, Blake Widmer, says Deaf Can Coffee comes from Junction St. Elizabeth, where a strong deaf community exists. He says it was after a field trip to the parish, where students visited a coffee farmer, that they started experimenting with making coffee.
So how it started was we took them on a field trip to St. Elizabeth to meet Clark, and he's a deaf coffee farmer from that community in St. Elizabeth. The students got so excited about what he was doing, they said, we want to be like him. And so that was really what sparked the interest in coffee.
After the visit, the students began roasting and brewing coffee, garnering comments from persons who enjoyed what they made and offered money for their product. This gave rise to the idea of having a small coffee shop. The coffee shop was set up in March 2015 and grew into Deaf Can, organizing mobile events in the surrounding area.
And the Digicel Foundation heard about us and they came alongside and said, what can we do to support the growth of this? And we said, well, we have this small coffee shop, but we have students, and it started with a boys' Bible study group, but we have girls that are kind of interested in baking and cooking and stuff. So what we'd really like is not just be about coffee, but actually have a cafe training center.
At the center called the E3 Cafe, deaf students are trained to run their own small businesses, and through partnership with HeartTrust NTA, they participate in classes to enhance their culinary skills. Deaf Can Coffee currently employs two people who are both past students of the Center for the Deaf, manager Carlisle Gabadon and assistant manager Fabian Jackson. Both young men who are deaf spoke through Mr. Widmer using sign language. Carlisle says after the field trip to St. Elizabeth, they started barista training and experimenting with different flavors of coffee from different countries.
And we were trying to expose our young people to a positive view of themselves so that they're empowered. And then a year later, it continued to grow, and we got the opportunity to continue to grow our business and continue to make quality beverages, and it continues to grow. Now we're involved in the SEBI program, where we're learning a social enterprise booster initiative.
Assistant manager Fabian Jackson says working through Deaf Can put him in an environment where he felt more comfortable and made him realize he could learn a lot.
Some of my family are not really close to me because I don't have communication with my family. They kind of tend to ignore me. They don't know my language. And so once I started getting written up in the newspapers and stuff, they started realizing what I was doing was really legitimate. And that wasn't just some insignificant thing. It was very serious, and we were growing a business.
Founder of ProDev and chairman of Digicel Foundation, Jean Laurie Chin, says she hopes to see the partnership between ProDev and Deaf Can continue indefinitely.
So when we were planning to open our cafe, I said, and I had sampled Deaf Can's wonderful creations, and I said, why not invite Deaf Can to work with us on this? And we are so excited. Ever since the news broke that Deaf Can is going to become a part of Cafe Nita, I'm getting so many calls and texts and messages on social media. When is the cafe opening? Because Deaf Can really does great coffee.
Deaf Can's mission involves inspiring deaf youth to believe in their talents and abilities, engage their passions and interests, and foster creative, positive thought in a healthy community that builds each other up and equips them for life, work, and family. For more information on Deaf Can, visit their website at deafcancoffee.com.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.